Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Are you ready? To get hot. Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie. Abby Chatfield is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield podcast version. If you missed the live radio show, bit ashamed of you, but proud of you for listening again.
Yeah, now you're here, now you get to catch up because you may have actually heard the radio podcast. You
know, double. What?
That's so good. I'm doubling up.
Oh, I mean, I would. I might go home and listen to myself.
I 100% will listen back to this show. I guarantee you.
Guarantee it. On the episode today, yeah. We have...
Episode.
It's a podcast.
Our first ever podcast episode. On the episode today.
She was
feeling naughty.
On the first show.
First show, yeah.
First show, as you can tell, I'm still getting used to the lingo. I'm learning so much from you.
Congratulations, by the way. Great show.
Thank you.
Yeah, really good.
What did we do again? We had an amazing Vax chat.
Yep.
We had some quick fire questions to get to know me.
Yeah.
Which I thought went quite well.
Yep, very good.
We had an intervention, a very dramatic intervention.
Yep.
Okay, Producer Max.
Yeah, well,
is,
you need it.
You can hear why Producer Max is irritable.
intervention for Abby.
Big show.
Yeah, big show.
Yeah, big show. Oh, and years and years, Ollie Alexander's on the show.
And that was my first interview. Keep it in mind when you listen to it.
Why are you so mad at that interview? You were really good.
My first question was, how are you going?
That's my question to everyone.
True. But then we did speak about some actually interesting topics, which I'd love to have him on, you know,
absolutely,
for longer if I wasn't so starstruck when I first spoke to him.
Good looking man. All right. Well, that's what's coming up. Stand by. The podcast starts now.
Thanks, guys.
The Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield podcast.
I need some hot nights, baby, tonight.
So for the people that know you, Abby, know very pro-vax. You're not one to sit on the fence, are you?
No, very pro-vax. No. Almost painfully. I know myself with it sometimes, to be honest.
Painfully?
Yeah. And I'm going to continue that theme.
Please do.
I saw something today actually on TikTok.
All right.
Where my addiction lies. And a Victorian government-funded youth body has created a TikTok that encourages teenagers to go on vax dates.
Oh.
Because apparently you can get the COVID-19 vaccine if you're above 14 without your parents' permission.
Sneaking around with a for a vaccine.
Yeah, here's what it said.
Okay.
Hey, if you'd like to see Spider-Man, please.
Sure thing. Can I just see your vaccination certificates first, please?
Of course. Here you go. My parents haven't let me get vaccinated yet.
Oh.
I mean, you're over 14. You don't actually need to get their permission.
I don't.
Want to go do it now? Go on a vax date?
That sounds fun.
Cool. Let's go.
And you know what? It does sound fun to go on a vax date, to be honest, everyone.
Sounds rebellious.
I love protection against COVID-19 or variants.
Mm, yep.
So there's been a bit of mixed reaction, as there always is with the vaccine. I feel like it's often, you know, anti-vax or like anti-COVID. Do you know what
Correct.
I mean? Like pro-life. Swimming things
pro-life.
Around, aren't
we? We're talking pro-life. We're talking pro-vax.
Pro-life. No, we're not pro-life. We're not pro-life. Take that back. First break. Very nervous. So people are saying you shouldn't encourage teenagers to do things behind their parents' back.
Okay.
To which I say, kids are doing much worse than getting a vaccine.
It's true.
Kid is conniving and being like, I'm going to go get a vaccine, I don't think they're the bad kids.
No, you've got much more problems, don't you?
Yeah, I feel like there are bigger things to worry about. I don't think, you know, the beautiful girl that wants to get a vaccine by her parents' back is going to be a bad kid.
No.
But also, I was thinking about how being unvaccinated for kids actually would be quite ostracizing in their social environments, right? Like, imagine being in year 9 and wanting to go see Spider-Man.
Oh, that broke my heart.
It broke my heart. Oh, I'm not vaccinated yet. With a little shy voice.
Aww.
So these parents are pushing they claim that they're quote unquote, they want to have choice for themselves.
Okay.
But they're not allowing their children to have a choice. So is it really about autonomy?
Well done. I
is
like
it
that.
Really?
Great angle.
That is a platform that I will run on this station.
Yeah. Good angles with Abby Chatfield. Yeah, so what do you reckon? So they should just go get the vax.
Well, I feel like if you want it, go and get it. If you're 14, I mean, it's similar to getting the pill, right?
Oh, of course it is. Yeah, of course.
I remember my friends and I got very excited at our Catholic school that we could go to the doctor without our parents when we were, I think we realized 15. We're like, we can go get on the pill and not have to tell our parents that or not lie to them and say, oh, it's because I have an irregular, my skin's getting bad.
So you were sneaking around getting the pill as well.
I wasn't sneaking. My mum was pretty cool.
I have seen those videos. Your mum is very cool.
Yeah, Laura's very cool. Other very strict Catholic parents, no idea. Your kid's been on the pill since they were 14, just so you know.
Yeah.
The Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield podcast.
Yeah, you know the deal. 131060. That is our phone number.
It is.
If you love the show, you want to chat, you know the deal. You can call us anytime. Please do call
Please
us.
Please call us. I'm very lonely.
Well, thanks. I mean, I'm sitting here.
I've got Rowan here, I guess. I like meeting new people, talking to new people, you know?
Yeah, if you like, yeah. Mm. Like maybe Alyssa, Alyssa. Loving the show. Hi, doll.
Oh, my God, hi.
Hi, Alyssa. So you're enjoying it so far?
Babe, it's phenomenal. Are you choosing the music?
Babe, yeah. It's for my personal CDs collection.
Oh, beautiful. 10 out of 10. I'm loving it. I'm absolutely obsessed already.
Oh, my God.
Can't wait to listen every night.
Oh, my God, every night. If you have any other plans, cancel them, please. Yep. And if not, have one AirPod in at dinner and ignore your friends when I'm talking. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Long hair can roll over the AirPod, Alyssa.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a good trick. I'm just obsessed, Abby. I literally love you. Oh, my God, my heart's beating out of my chest.
Oh,
right,
that's so nice. Thank you, babe.
You know, in Mean Girls when they're like, I saw Katie Heron wearing army pants and flip-flops, but I bought army pants and flip-flops.
Yes.
That's me. I've got my Grey Lines collab. I've got my Bush collab. I've just ordered my rack.
Oh, like, my God. You're an icon. Yeah. I love that. Thank you so much for being so lovely. You've calmed my nerves a bit, doll.
Oh, perfect. I'm really glad. That's,
yeah.
Wow. And Alyssa, $100 to the Iconic for being our first call. Well done,
Thank
Alyssa.
You, Alyssa.
How exciting.
Oh, you gorgeous thing. Thank you so much.
God, she's good, isn't she? Hey, call the show whenever you like, 131060. I did think, though, we should do some rapid fire, maybe little questions to get to know you better, Abby.
And why, you know, Alyssa loves me so much and I'm her, you know, mean girl.
Yeah.
In a positive way.
It was a positive. It was, she did call you mean girl, but it was a positive
thing. I can't remember the name of the character.
Hey, question number one is from Lucy.
Mm.
She says, I feel like I've seen you everywhere, but don't know the names of all the shows you've done. Can you tell us a bit more what you've done leading up to this?
So, I've what, TV shows?
Oh, whatever you've done. Have you done?
Well, we've always said I'm Bachelor, Bachelorette, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah.
Then we've been like a guest on like The 100, something else that I was about to break an NDA and say that I was
doing.
Oh,
don't say that.
Yeah. What else have I been on? You know, the project this afternoon. A lot of little things.
Jungle,
yeah, I'm a Celebrity. I won that one. Came second. In Bachelor, won the Jungle.
Can you say, like, you've come second in the Bachelor? You just didn't find the love?
The producers say you shouldn't, and they say it's not a competition. It is.
Absolutely is a competition.
And I lost, so.
Ah, well, you lost pretty good. All right, question number two. Charlotte says, tell us about your first kiss.
My first kiss was at a disco.
Of course it was.
A social, as they call it.
Yeah.
I think it was. Can I say school names? No, it was at a private boys' school.
You can say. Where was the school?
There was a Marist social in Brisbane.
Of course it was. There's always a Marist boys at some town.
Yeah. Got a nice pash on the dance floor.
Full pash? Like you're talking tongue or just a quick little peck peck?
I think a bit of a tongue, but, you know, things were good for me. I hadn't kissed anyone until I was 15 and then... Now here I am.
Yeah, here you are.
Here I am, Hot Nights.
Riders and bikinis. Question number three from Annie. Do people come up to you in public?
Yeah, they do. Almost like every day. Do I sound like a bit of a...
How often do you reckon?
Like...
say you go...
Like
no, no, no.
10 times a day?
Say you and I are going to go hook into a Grilled.
Mm.
And then like we just walk down the road to Grilled. How many people do you reckon would just come up to you? Like let's just say the world, like one in town.
Oh, like one.
Only one person.
If I just walk into Grilled. If it's in a full day, probably like 5 to 10.
Okay.
Depending where I am. Sydney, no one cares.
Sure.
Yeah.
Brisbane. They love you in Brisbane.
It's weird because I'm like, do I actually know you? And they're like, Abby.
Oh,
I'm like, hi. Did I go to primary school with you or just in the podcast? But they're all very lovely.
Very familiar in Brisbane. Yes, that's it. Vinny wants to say, what's your go-to hangover meal?
Ramen.
Oh, you go the ramen.
Because liquid plus salt plus like fatty pork.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, with two cans of Coke.
You two cans.
Because the can makes it taste better. Yeah, not a bottle.
Two can Abby.
Yeah, two can Abby. That's what they call me. Yeah, in Brisbane. Cal, yeah, at Marist.
The Marist. Are we not here?
But he's two can Abby.
Two can Abby's.
Question five. Last question. Isabel wants today. This is great. What would you tell your 16-year-old self?
No more Maris dances.
Yes.
Maris, got any bashing. I don't know. No one really cares about what you're doing. Stop being so insecure and just do whatever you want to do.
Whatever you want to do.
Isn't that beautiful?
What would you have done?
Maybe gone to a nudgy social.
The Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield podcast.
So I've been here for all of 25 minutes. 38 minutes, mate. Actually. I've been going for ages. And while I love the staff here, I love the team.
The staff. Already calling them the staff?
I was excited to get a desk. I'm excited to be called the staff. I'm excited to be part of something, okay?
The staff.
I'm grateful. Anyway, back to my point. So while we like to laugh here, we like to kid around with each other. Sometimes we do get serious because we care for one another.
Yeah.
And I want to bring something up. I've dragged in one of the staff.
I came in very reluctantly.
I've dragged in our beautiful producer, Max, who I love so much.
Hey, darling.
Hi, darling.
Are you just, you know, doing great? Is that what we're here to talk about? You're doing a great job.
Yeah,
really
we're doing
proud
a really good
you.
Job. But I'm disappointed in something.
Oh, wow.
That didn't take long, did it?
So, no, as I said before, I have a desk at my new job that I'm a staff. I'm very excited about it. And I thought this would be wonderful. I was excited about it until I saw this.
What's that?
It's a vape.
Oh.
And it was on my dear friend and staff member. It was on his desk. I thought, surely not. And then I said to Max earlier, we actually had something else planned for this break.
Yeah.
And then he said, no, I've got to intervene. I have to intervene. There's an intervention, people love you. And I said, what is that? I saw a girl on TikTok who had a collapsed lung from vaping, and she said they are quote-unquote slowly clearly. And my concern, Max, is what are we going to do if you're off sick?
It's a great point. It's a great point. What are we going to do without you?
You're an important cog.
Abby's only just started radio, obviously, podcast, but she didn't do that herself. Not this, though.
Not this.
Well, look, Abby, I produce your podcast.
You do?
I do.
You do?
I would like to take you back to January 4.
Okay, yeah, January 4.
A day I remember very well.
Yeah.
You messaged me saying, Happy New Year's, babe.
Yeah.
Still COVID negative.
Because I love you.
Nonchalantly. Nah, babe's got the COVID at the moment. Also, here's your publicity schedule for next week.
No, it works
okay,
hard.
Yes, you still work, but my question is, will you be in surgery trying to prop up that lung post-vape on Zoom?
Dog.
Will you just do a local?
We can't go under. You have to be local so we can still talk to you while they're fixing your lung.
No, busy gay with a clipboard is my vibe, I will always make sure that, you know, I'm here to get everything done for you, babe.
Okay, but I think it's time to give it up because I'm actually concerned. I sent that TikTok to, I think, 10 of my friends.
Yeah.
I said, a collapsed lung doesn't sound good during a pandemic.
Love it. No. You send it to 10 of your friends. I didn't get it because, what, I'm the staff?
Well, you are the staff. We've
Take it.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm taking it and it's going down my top you will never want to go.
It's gone forever now.
For those of you who don't know, Max is gay.
Well,
so
just so you know.
Anyway, guys, come on.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Hey, you were papped, obviously, again the other day.
I was
again.
Papped. I get papped quite regularly, you know, particularly when I post where I am, which is, I've never learned my lesson. I always post where I am. Oh my God, I'm having so much fun.
Like you obviously got papped. You're talking about that news.com article today, like tonight.
What, the one tonight?
Here's another one.
Is there another one?
Yeah, it's actually, you might not have seen. See this, okay. Dear Australia, this is how often Abby Chatfield gets papped.
What
does
do you
not
mean?
Know when she gets
No,
back.
Never. I have no idea.
Your Google alert's gone off their
I
face.
I have Google alerts.
Of course,
yeah, have them on, babe. Just to make sure I'm ahead of anything that's going on.
I think
on.
It says, actually, Producer Max, can you bring that? Just show us the headline. It's something about your, like, sizzling and you've got your boobs out. Hang on, what are you saying? Where is it? Oh, it's gone. He's on Grindr. Hang on, what is it?
What's it about?
Hang on. Yeah, it's news.com.au. This might be what you're talking about. Is this about you and your
Ample
boyfriend?
Ample Assets? My boyfriend?
Oh, no. It's a different one. Hang on. This is a different time.
God.
I think it says Abby Chatfield sizzles in bikini. So that's just...
That's
right, isn't
in
it?
In my other bikini.
Like a yellowy kind of...
Yeah, I look really hot. Yeah, confirmed.
Do look good,
anyway,
confirmed.
So this is a different paparazzi,
right? Okay.
I look equally as hot. So the title is Abby Chatfield showcases her Ample Assets. They always use Ample Assets.
Ample Assets.
Get a new word.
Yep.
In a skimpy yellow bikini as she sizzles at the beach in Byron Bay with her boyfriend, Conrad Vian Stevens.
Oh.
It's Stephen, not Stevens. So
get it right. If you're going to pap it, get it right.
Now, for those of you who don't know, Conrad is my boyfriend who was on Brooke Burton's season. We met. We're very much in love. It's very disgusting.
No, he's gorgeous.
Oh, he's a gorgeous, gorgeous boy. I love him so much.
Oh, darling.
But there's a beautiful photo here. So most of the photos are us just setting up our umbrella,
yep.
You know, putting our towels down, having a kiss.
Oh, yeah.
And there's one photo in particular, and the caption reads as follows. Get a room. Abby and Conrad, who went public with their romance late last year, packed on the PDA while sunbathing under a beach umbrella.
PDA, public display of affection?
Yes, yes, public, right, display, okay, of, yep, affection, yep, yep. Absolutely. And, I mean, in this photo, what do you think's going on in this photo, Ron?
You look like you're plaiting his underarm hair, really.
Oh, it's quite close. And you know what? I may do that when I get home tonight.
Hot, yep.
For a bit of fun, a bit, yeah, of bonding. But I'm doing something a bit yuck.
Oh.
And I'm going to admit it. I'm squeezing. I found... Okay, this is, hear me out.
Yeah, you can say it.
I found a pimple in his, yeah, armpit. Oof. And it looked like it was hard underneath, like a hard blackhead.
Right.
So I was squeezing the pimple and then I found a myriad.
A what?
Of a lot.
A lot of them.
Right clicks in them, a lot.
Well done. Yes, sorry, this Tasmanian needed to pick up. Yep.
Yeah. I found a myriad of, like, they're almost polyps, some would say.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, the poor thing, because now I was like, babe, I'm going to keep doing this. And he goes, in here, yeah, grow up.
Because you love it.
I love it. So I want to ask, I have a radio show. I thought, yes. I can feel a little bit less weird, a little bit less yuck, because he gets so mad at me. I want to know, what gross thing do you do secretly?
Oh, yeah. What do you like doing secretly with your partner?
Yeah. Or just in general.
Oh, just in general?
You know.
Okay.
Mine is pimple squeezing and ingrown hairs, which are pretty obvious ones, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty normal and mainstream, wouldn't you say, Rowan?
Yes, I would say. At Hot Nights with Abby, the photo is up now on our Instagram. Go and check that out and you'll see. You can't actually really tell the pimple popping, but now that you know it's pimple popping, you'll go, yeah, she's popping that pimple.
And he has evidence as well of the torture.
He has evidence.
Of the torture, yeah.
Can Conrad is definitely listening, the big dog. send through the arm pics. Don't be flexing. I want to see the armpit.
What are people doing that in secret that's gross?
Absolutely. Vanessa, what do you do?
Abby, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Darl. Very excited.
Oh, how exciting having you on the show. It's so exciting.
Oh, so good. What do you do that's gross?
What do I do that's gross? I eat Milo by the spoonful. I'm a Milo freak.
I reckon that's not gross. I think that's peak Australian culture.
Yeah, I think that's pretty standard, Vanessa.
Yeah.
Not if you were to see how much I eat.
So what I used to do when I was little, maybe when I was little, when I was 25 last year, I would get the Milo by the spoon and put it in the mouth and suck on it until it turned to a hard shell and then break the shell with my teeth. Anyone else?
Wow. Vanessa would, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yes, I can do that. I do that all the time. And I know where to get bulk Milo from nowadays. So I actually go to Officeworks.
Yeah,
the office with the plug. I get the big tin, guys, the big 1 kilo tin.
Oh, my God, Vanessa.
I'm naughty, very naughty.
I reckon you aren't that naughty. I think, Vanessa, let your Milo flag fly and eat that in public. I think go for it. Take it out with you.
I do.
Can you imagine
Vanessa just walking around the street just with the Milo under her arm like it's a bucket of chicken, except it's like a full crusty thing?
With a soup ladle.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask her just to eat it with a measuring spoon. Annabelle, hello. What do you do?
I love pulling earwax out of people's ears.
Now,
pulling?
Pulling with what?
Well, it used to be a cotton tip, but
upgraded.
Get the tweezers in sometime.
Nah,
the tweezers.
Yeah, you better be careful.
Can I tell you what I do, though?
Oh, yeah, go.
So, me just one-upping people, being like, I'm grosser than you.
Story topper.
How annoying. I get, you know, pimple poppers, like the little rods, my favourite tool of all time.
Is that where you push on the pimple and they pop out through the little hole?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What you can do, I have one that's for earwax and one that's for pimples.
Right.
And it's kind of bent at the end and you can put it in there and almost scoop it out.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Try that, Annabelle. Get yourself a pimple popper and bend it slightly. Get a hook going now.
Okay. Yeah.
I think it'll be very satisfying.
That.
It's
definitely
wonderful.
Need to do that.
Where do you get these hooks for Annabelle? Annabelle need a hook.
Any chemist? Even like I say a servo sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're not that ubiquitous.
Okay, so it's mostly bodily gross things.
Yeah, which we love.
I don't know if I can do the Milo.
What, are you joking?
Nah, I can't do that.
The Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield podcast.
But we forgot to mention that we actually have a musical artist in the midst, in the studio, in the flesh.
Who was it? Oh, is it me?
It's you, girl.
So, yeah, everyone, I'm not sure if you've heard, but I actually have a beautiful song that I wrote. It's very
beautiful.
Deep. Yep. Beautiful. I was caught beautiful.
A lot of layers.
Deep, meaningful. It's called I Know You Do Ketamine.
Yeah, here it is.
If you don't want the vaccine, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear your reasoning. I don't care. I'm getting the vaccine. And you need to stop telling people you want the vaccine because actually, who the f*** are you to say?
Yeah, I just don't trust it.
I know you do ketamine.
Beautiful. Ketamine.
Yeah, so ketamine. Obviously it's a banger, right?
Yeah. So an amazing DJ, CandyMore.mp3 on TikTok.
What up, remixed, Candy?
We love you, Candy. Remixed a few of my TikToks and podcast episodes and made a full version of that song.
It's fun too, man.
It's actually a banger. It genuinely gets in my head.
Yeah.
And it's on, well, we're hoping it will get on the Hottest 100. We encourage people to vote for it. I'm getting tagged in the story every, I would say, quarter of an hour.
Because you obviously posted, you reposted a lot of Instagram stories of you, people just actually voting for only this song.
Only this song. And because I have the philosophy, if you vote for any other song, you are negating your vote for me.
Yeah.
Because almost every other song is more likely to get to the Hottest 100.
Yeah. It's not good enough anymore. Yeah. I do see some, I saw some people post, like, obviously your song and then a Peking Duck, Dom Dollar, no. Stace Cadet.
You might have saw, Peking Duck and me.
The
and
I was boys. Like, yeah, come on. But you know what? I thought it was like, oh, here we go, bit of a gag. You might get in the 100.
No, if we get in the 100, what are we going to do to celebrate?
Oh, I can't wait to see all these indie losers just sitting around waiting for big songs, waiting for Meg Mac to play or someone.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I know you do ketamine. And they're like, ah.
They could like it. They could feel seen.
No, I think it's wicked.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Yes, obviously. So on the phone now, Ollie. Hello, man.
Hi, Ollie. How are you doing?
Oh my God, Ollie Alexander, I am so excited to have you on. You're obviously years and years. Stop, we'll call you Ollie because we're besties. To my first guest of Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
What an honour. I can't believe I'm your first guest. Thank you.
Babe, I've been shaking the whole show. It's been very hard. So we just heard your amazing new song, Sweet Talker. I love it. Was boogieing along
Thanks,
with it
hon.
while we're organizing the Zoom call. I was just
figuring it
dancing,
out. Yes.
Everyone's sitting around me. And you have a new album out called Night Call out on Jan 21 this Friday in Australia. So, so exciting. So how do you feel about the new album out and how, my question is, how are you feeling? Jesus Christ, it's not going well, is it, Ollie Dahl? good.
This is good. This is great. New album. It's a lot of nerves. Night Call. It's called Night Call. Yeah, out on Friday. And like anything, it's taken way longer than I thought it would. There was a pandemic in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an up-tempo album. Hopefully it's going to make you feel good. It made me feel good when I made it. So that's really the spirit behind it. Just express yourself.
Absolutely. Well, I feel like in terms of expressing yourself, you've done very well. On New Year's Eve, you had a performance. Yeah. And you got 179 complaints to the BBC, with many of the complaints stating it was quote unquote overly sexualized. And then your response was beyond iconic. You saying 179 people complained I was too sexy. Gonna aim for 200 next time. But how did we get to 200? Because it was such an amazing performance. I have so many friends that DM me. I said, I'm interviewing Ollie Alexander. I'm shaking. And they were saying, oh my God, I've got such a crush on him. He's so beautiful. So how do you get hotter than you already are? How are you going to get to 200, doll?
I know, it's just not possible. This is the thing. I what am I going to have to do next?
I know. Push boundaries. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I mean, I feel like what was so explicitly sexual? What was the issue? Was it the floor humping?
This is the thing. Was it the floor humping? That's not even anything that sexual that was going on.
No.
I wore a body stocking from Anne Summers at one point in the show, which was quite revealing.
Yeah.
But other than that, these people, I really think, you know, if they find that too sexual, they definitely shouldn't come to my show because they might have a heart attack.
No, absolutely not. I mean, does it affect you at all, or does it make you want to really push boundaries even more?
Yeah, it kind of makes me want to push it even more because that kind of like response is so, well, homophobic.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I was going to ask. Does it make you feel like, I think if you were a straight woman doing the exact same performance in the exact same outfit, it would probably, people wouldn't even bat an eyelid, right?
Well, yeah. Well, this is the funny thing. As soon as this, some of the responses were what they see someone on their TV that might be gay. I mean, very clearly I am gay. Mm. I've got lots of other queer people around mm-hmm. me. Suddenly I'm part of some left-wing woke conspiracy to try and like, you know, I don't know, make people gay or something.
Yeah.
So that's what people get angry about. But it's like, I'm just singing my songs, having a good time. Let me be me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just politicizing your existence.
Yeah, yeah. Like, come on.
Which is exhausting. it's like Pussycat Dolls are hot, right? But if it's gay, too sexy. Too much sexuality.
There you go. Can you imagine if there was a gay Pussycat Dolls? I mean, that would be iconic.
Pussycat Dolls.
They wouldn't be able to cope.
They could not cope, Tal. Oh my god. Well, I've loved talking to you. This has been my first question was how you're feeling, but I think we really got there in the end with a nice little chat. I really appreciate you being so patient and lovely with me.
Abby, you're amazing. I loved it. It was fun.
Oh, thank you, gorgeous. I really appreciate your time.
Hot Night, the hot new song, Sweet Talker, featuring Galantis, is out now. The album, Night Call, is out Jan 21. Ollie Alexander, years and years. Thanks for hanging out, man.
Beautiful angel. Thank you so much.
The Hot Night with Abby Chatfield podcast.
So, Ro.
What up?
We are new colleagues.
Yes.
We have been along very well so far.
Wouldn't refer to me as the staff? You and I have a show. Like, I mean, it's your show, but like we're on the show together, right?
If you missed it, I called Max the staff earlier.
No, you called
producer Max.
No, you called Max gay and referred to everyone else as the staff. That's what happened. Just so everyone knows.
I'm also the staff, okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, I have something that I want to do for you because I was saying how much I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you. I am too, by the way. It's
yeah, I'm glad.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. So previously you were at B105.
Oh my God, yes.
You know what?
Yes,
you still are in Brisbaneland, but you were doing days.
Yeah, doing 12 to 3. So shout out to my homies in the afternoon.
Shout out.
Yeah.
And you were a bit upset though when you left because now you're in Sydney with me and you got no going away gift.
Oh, can I say? I got no farewell. I got no, you know, even like a little bottle or something.
Or a little like Frère Rocher box or something from Coles, $5.
Yeah, none of that.
None of that. So I thought I'd get you something that is meaningful and you can keep probably forever.
You better not have got me a Ferrero Rocher box.
No, because you can't keep that forever. Oh, you could. You could arts and craft it. Anyway, that's not the point.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so you got me a gift.
I got you a gift. And it's actually matching with me.
What is it?
We got a matching one. Oh, you know what? Actually, I need to be honest.
This would be good.
Our producer got it for us, but I am gifting it to you.
That's what they're there for. That's all good. That's all right. That's okay. That's what they're for.
Okay.
That's fine. And, that's fine.
And the whole staff have matching...
The whole staff.
Matching items. Now, I have this for you.
Yes!
It's
oh, yes, great.
A bedazzled lanyard in a beautiful, it's a beautiful Today FM
you
blue.
You know what? This is cool. You know, and can I be honest? I did see you all had bedazzled lanyards, and I was like...
Did you think...
Didn't get one.
Think, yeah.
Didn't get my farewell. Didn't get me a little bottle or something for me on five. Didn't get me bedazzled little
lanyard.
You guys went to Guzman without me.
Yeah.
We
left without
we did catch up after. This is nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. So it's actually meant to be matching with me.
Yeah. Where's your matching lanyard?
So here's the thing. It is day one and I was told by producer Max, you know, don't lose this or you've been in a lot of trouble.
Oh, you idiot. You haven't lost it yet.
I've lost it.
Right? No, mate. You can't because when you lose the button. No, because what happens is when you oh my no. God. So you've lost beautiful, the lanyard.
Beautiful receptionist here.
I do like don't to suck up to her name. Now. No, Barb is a saint and an angel. But okay, she will not be happy that it's taken, because you know what? It's not the fact that you've lost it. It's the fact that you've been here a day and she's gonna go, this is what I'm gonna have to deal with.
Yeah.
Every day with her.
Yeah, I have replaced so many little pass cards in my time and now I won't have matching with you, which is sad. But you seem to be getting around okay without a lanyard.
Why just keep it in my wallet? For the reason that if I lost my pass, I'd lose my wallet.
So maybe you don't need a lanyard.
No, I need a lanyard. You're not getting this lanyard. You're kidding.
Maybe you don't need a lanyard.
No. Well, listen. You know you're going to have to go to Barb and get the pass, though. Like, you know that that's, like, what you're going to have to do. And you know what? You know, I think they're about $41.80, like $41.80. And I know for a fact, Barb doesn't take, like, $42. Or can you reckon you could just give me change for 50?
Oh.
You better give that woman, the lovely Barb, you better give Barb $41.80.
Cash?
Yeah, it's hot. Yes. What do you mean cash? $41.80 Bitcoin? Oh, of course cash, mate. Fiat currency, yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to go for a big hunt after we finish tonight. A big hunt.
Oh, hunt. Okay. Unbelievable.
A big hunt.
So you can't say that. No, don't say it. Then we have to dump. That's okay.
Tonight's show, I'm stressing
Stop,
out.
Stop, mate. Bro,
song.
Nah, yeah, okay. All right.
The Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield podcast.
Yeah, so, hey, you might have been listening before. You might have heard... our lovely Abby Chatfield. I think we might have found out that you can't speak quite properly.
Yeah, which is a weird gig for me to have. A radio show where I can't really speak properly. There was a bit of a kerfuffle before, wasn't there?
Yeah. What did you try and say? You're going to go on a big hunt.
A big hunt.
See, that's all right.
I think that's fine. It was because I enunciate things quite bizarrely. I think my mouth likes going...
You what? Oh. Yeah,
no,
right.
No, and I've learned this the hard way. I've actually been, I wouldn't say bullied, I'd say maybe called in.
This is
about
bullying. This
some
is
definitely... words that I can't say properly, and okay. I've written them down for you, Rowan, and producer Max is giving them to you right now.
Okay, first
Can
word.
You read out the, and I'll say how I say it.
First word, exactly.
Yeah, I say exactly.
No, but it's exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, that's the T's okay. I'm all right with that. I'll give you that one. That's okay.
Really? That's what people... I get put up on that all the time. People say, what are you doing? It sounds like you're enunciating it too much, but now we know why.
I will give you exactly. That's okay.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, next one.
Say if we're going to say, I'm going to go to something... Okay, just you say the next word. Okay. It's in a sentence, though.
Okay. So the word is or, and it's... So or...
Yeah, that's how I say it. Or. I think it's... Tasmania and Brisbane have something in common. Or I'm going to go to McDonald's or KFC, depending on which one's sponsoring the show.
I would go to Macca's or KFC. But I only did or because it was by itself. So I think I really announced the word by itself.
Okay, so you would say or.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Interesting.
Well.
And this last one came up today and it was Max, actually.
Oh, yeah. What was it? So this one here is Tudor.
Tudor. Thank you. It's Tudor. Max is over it. Max has been caught out for gaslighting me and bullying me this entire time. Max, get on the mic, style. Exactly or Tudor.
What is it? Max, what is... Oh, hang on. This is still set up from old mate. What's his name? Ollie. Is it Tudor or Tudor? What is it?
Look, you're saying Tudor as in like...
Tudor.
The English, you know, Tudor, Tudor time.
Yes.
Oh, Tudors. No, it's Tudor.
No, like as in like my university tutor.
Yeah, tutor.
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 Anyway, I'm from Brisbane. This can't be helped. I'm from up north.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Hey, 131060, get in touch with the show. We are here to talk to you. We want to talk to you. We had one caller.
We had one caller and it was wonderful.
Sorry, we've had... a lot of callers, but we spoke to one.
Oh, we spoke to one. Sorry, we can get to all of you. But we had beautiful Alyssa, so
Alyssa was
nice.
Lovely. Alyssa was lovely. Who's this? Holly, have you enjoyed the show, Hole?
Hi, Holly.
Hello. Oh, my God, I loved every second.
Any constructive criticism at all?
Uh-oh. Oh, not at all. Great bangers, a good mix of new and, you know, old or 90s, noughties.
Yep, how about the hosting?
Oh, amazing.
Thanks, babe.
And I just want to say I love the pro-vax at the start. It's so nice to have a woman that's pro-vax on the radio. It's just amazing, amazing, amazing. And one other thing.
Yep.
Your hangover meal, ramen. Oh, my God. Same. I literally wake up in the morning straight to the Asian grocer.
Babe.
And I pick out all the mee goreng and ramen and it's my go-to.
I think we're changing lives here. We're giving advice.
Holly, do you go the two cans of Coke as well?
No, I go like the iced tea, but with the little jellies in it.
Oh, the bubble tea.
Yeah.
You can also get that at the Asian grocer. It's the best.
Yeah, pretty good haul. I love that. Thank you so much for being so lovely, doll.
Thank you, Holly. Rebecca, hi.
Hey, how's it going? I'm so excited.
Hi, Rebecca. Thank you so much for calling, you gorgeous thing.
Oh, thank you. You did such a good job with your first interview with Ollie.
Thank you.
Yes, Rebecca, you're right. I thought you did really well.
Oh, I was mortified. My first question being, how are you going?
Well, I love it.
When the guys called me back here, that was the first thing I said as well. How are you going?
How are you going? Yeah. See, it was that I was stumped because I was so shocked. Ollie, we were on Zoom. It's very beautiful, very good looking, and so lovely. So I thought, I'm a bit too nervous.
What did you reckon, Rebecca? Do you reckon Abby says all the words properly? Do you reckon she stumbled over a couple?
All of them were said like I say, except for exactly. I don't say that one.
You say exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, like everyone else on the planet.
Well, exactly.
Like everyone else on the planet, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I think it's because I'm so paranoid about not enunciating correctly.
Enunciating.
Here we go. That I try to go exactly.
Yeah.
When you put your
mind around to something. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly. Well, hey, I mean, first show down.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I feel like it went well, babe. I think we'll have to wait for a text from a big boss.
Oh, yeah. Our big boss, Dave.
Yeah, Dave. Dave, send me a texter.
Well, hang on.
What?
Do you want the big dog to send you a text? Really
I want a review. I like a performance review. I'd love a daily, intense, with KPIs.
Are you hearing this? Unbelievable. I think you've done really well.
Thank you, Rowan.
Welcome to the Hit Network.
Thank you.
I reckon you'll be here for a long time.
Let's hope so.
And can you be? Because I like this job too.
Yeah, it's quite fun. I think we'll work on it.
Big show tomorrow, Abs. Big one.
Big show. I'm very excited.
You're going to have to do something about your work pass that you've lost.
Yeah, I'm going to go on a big search.
Well, where are you going to start downstairs and go up and about?
Yeah, I think I'll go up and I don't know. It could be in the lobby. It could be at the food court.
Could be a cozy because I've obviously got my
You've got yours, but I, you know, it might go missing tomorrow.
Well, you might have it tomorrow.
No, but yours might go missing.
Well, no, well,
it's not a threat. It's a warning.
Well, it's on my neck.
Yeah. Okay. We'll sleep with it on dark.
We're going to do Abby's hotline.
We are. Yeah. I'm very excited for that. I love talking to the callers. Favorite part.
The callers.
The staff.
The
staff.
The listeners.
The listeners.
The people.
What
do you mean?
Guys, I'm learning. I've had to ask what so many things mean today. I have no idea.
What have you learned? What have you liked radio things? What radio things have you learned today?
Well, the red light means we're on.
We're on, baby.
Before I didn't know it was still on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We almost said a bad word that rhymed with hunt.
And that it's very cold in studio.
It is cold.
Yeah, wearing a jumper tomorrow, a full tracksuit.
Hey, well done. We are back tomorrow. Big show. Very excited. Hot Nights with Abby is on again from 7. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have